Jenna.
And I'm Heather.
And we are Conspiracies Unlocked.
And today we're going to be discussing the drones in America that have been seen over the past now couple months since November.
1 month, Heather. One.
Well, December is like almost over. It's December 24th today.
Yeah.
So I guess it's been 1 month.
Yeah.
Yeah. We won't get ahead of ourselves.
No, but it has been very spooky.
It's been very spooky, and we're going to get into a lot of details here, so let's get right into it, because we have a lot to go over. Over the past decades, the use of drones in America has seen exponential growth. These unmanned aerial vehicles, also known as UAVSs.
Really?
Yeah, so we're used to saying UAP, USO, UFO.
So what's a UAV as stand for?
Unmanned aerial vehicle.
Oh, that makes sense.
Or drone.
Yeah.
So they have transformed industries ranging from agricultural, construction, delivery services, and surveillance.
I have heard about the delivery services that in other states, people actually get like Amazon delivered that way.
That like, would be awesome.
They've said it for years, and I didn't think that they actually did it, but I've heard in certain states that they've actually have like done pilot programs with it, like implemented it.
And then if you go to our page on Facebook, I don't know when it was, like a week, this last week, there was like a satire post going around that it was a brewing company.
Yeah.
That's satire, people. Yeah. It's not real, but it is really funny.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, that tracks with the whole delivery services. However, as drone technology has advanced, so too have concerns regarding their use for criminal activity, espionage, and national security threats.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Bureau of Investigations has been closely monitoring the increasing use of drones, especially related to unlawful activities and potential threats to the public safety.
I didn't even think about that. Like, okay, so we're talking about like Amazon delivering. Like, what if your dealer's delivering? What if you're like on drugs and now it's going to be like the new way to get drugs? I don't know. That would be funny.
We are going to get into it a little bit, but
I wonder if there's serial numbers on them, so, like, you wouldn't even get in trouble for, like, if it got caught in the air with drugs, it's like, well, where is it supposed to be going? What's happening with it? And they wouldn't even know.
So they are registered with the FFA. They're supposed to be. Yes.
Really?
Yes,
they like are. Like the little tiny drones?
Mm-hmm. They are supposed to be registered.
Shut up. That's so cool. I didn't know that.
Not everyone probably registers their drone, but I will say getting into like the criminal aspect of it, there actually, and we will get into it in more detail, but there has been instances where people use drones and they drop off drugs and weapons to inmates in prisons.
Oh my God.
It happens.
So that's awesome. So I already have that thought.
That is a new funny way. Like, no more sticking it up the hoo-ha or the bum.
Just send a drone. Yeah. And just drop it in the yard. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we'll get there, but we cover everything. So there has been a rise of drones in America.
Obviously, all over the world. Yeah,
all over the world. But specifically today, we're going to talk about America, and we're going to talk specifically about New Jersey and New York. We will touch on some other states.
Yeah, we have to, because it's been everywhere. I mean, it's been in San Diego. Yeah. It's been in, like, everywhere. It's so crazy and all over. Okay, go.
We'll get there. But the rise of drones first captured the public's imagination in the military applications, because there's so many ways that like can benefit us in the military, right?
Of course.
So they have been used, and they know they have been used for surveillance, reconnaissance, and even strikes against terrorists abroad. Like, they have been using drones. It's nothing new. However, in the recent years, consumer drones, the small, affordable, and easy to operate, have become increasingly common in civilian life. So then that's when you get into like, oh, so now you can just drop drugs at like your spouse's or whoever, your friend or your family members, when they're in the yard at the local prison. I don't know prison names. What's a prison around here?
Donovan. George Bailey. The prison is Donovan. The jail is George Bailey in East Mesa. Oh, no, yeah, those are jails. Those are like the main ones, and then Vista, and then counties, and then,
Yeah, so there's many options there. These drones are also capable of capturing high-definition videos, delivering packages, monitoring traffic, and even providing emergency aid in disaster-stricken areas.
Yes, that would be useful.
Yeah, like when they had all of the
hurricanes on the East Coast.
Yeah, they could deploy... you know, life-saving supplies, food. Water, food, whatever is needed in the area. According to the Federal Aviation Administration, the number of commercial drones in the United States has risen, with closely over 800,000 drones currently registered as of August 8th, 2024.
That's not a lot considering how many people we have in America and the fact that not all 800,000 drones that are registered are, like, continuously flying, you know, just like cars. Like, we have a bunch of cars, but they're all registered, but we don't drive them all. You know what I mean? Yeah. So you have to think, like, only, like, maybe half of them are actually being used. And then out of those half, what's in the sky, maybe half of those, or a quarter of those. That's percentage.
And what is not actually registered that could be being
used. That's what I was just thinking, too, because obviously not all cars are registered. Not all dogs are registered.
No. So this surge in drone activity, however, has led to a growing array of concerns regarding their potential misuses. The FBI, which has been tasked with investigating national security threats, criminal activity, and terrorism, has taken an active role in monitoring drone-related incidents that pose a risk to the public safety and the national safety and security for America.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get into the growing concern of drones in New Jersey. So you may or may not know, but in recent years, New Jersey has become a focal point for some of these drone-related investigations. Law enforcement and the FBI have been particularly concerned with the growing number of reports related to drone activities in the state of New Jersey.
That's crazy. So it's already been happening for a whole bunch of time, like for years now in New Jersey specifically. And that is where we first saw drones now.
Yeah.
And in this instance of it going everywhere.
Yeah, now, so some of these activities raise alarms regarding potential safety hazards, a violation of privacy, and possible criminal intentions.
Yes.
So there's a few things here. In 2023, and of course now 2024, there have been multiple instances of drones being spotted near critical infrastructures in New Jersey, including airports and power plants.
Are there any military bases in New Jersey?
There is, and we're going to get into all of the militaries. Basically, we'll get into it, but pretty much all of them have had drone sightings. In several cases, drones were observed flying dangerously close to these sensitive locations, prompting local authorities and the FBI to launch investigations.
Wow.
So going back to 2023, with no direct threats that have actually been identified, the proximity of the drones to sensitive areas has sparked many concerns that they could be used for surveillance or reconnaissance by individuals with malicious intent. Additionally, New Jersey has seen several high-profile cases where drones have been used to violate privacy. In one instance, drones were reported used to capture footage of private properties without the consent.
Oh, no! Hold on, sorry! Wait, wait, wait. I can't make it stop. Hold on. Ah!
Technical difficulties.
I'm trying to respond back to messages on the computer, but at the same time, we're recording an episode. So I'm trying to respond back because I don't want to interrupt. And then this all happened and I interrupted. So my bad.
It's okay. Okay.
So yeah, I'm good. We're good now. I muted everything, so we're fine. Go on.
So as we were discussing that the FBI has been investigating since 2023 these drone sightings that have been located around power plants, military installations, and more. The state has also experienced incidents where drones were used for smuggling drugs into correctional facilities in New Jersey, a tactic that has become more common all across the United States.
Mm-hmm.
The FBI has been involved in investigating these cases, working with local law enforcement to identify the perpetrators and prevent further illegal activity. So it is happening all over the United States, but specifically near New Jersey. I guess that's a hot spot for people dropping off drugs and weapons to inmates. The FBI's response to drone-related concerns in New Jersey has been proactive, with efforts to improve drone detection systems and coordinate with other agencies to prevent criminal activity and terrorist activity. The FBI has also focused on educating the public about safe drone usage and the legal implications of using a drone for unlawful purposes. So then we get into, like, the stuff that we were really here to talk about.
Yeah.
That's just kind of like the history of the area that it has been ongoing. But now we're going to talk about the mysterious giant drones the size of SUVs.
Yes. So Mac was asking about that. How do we know?
Hi, Mac.
How do we know that they are the size of SUVs? So I responded back to him on the live stream.
Yeah. We're going to get into everything here, Mac.
Right now.
So it started appearing on the East Coast in New Jersey, as we know, New York. Federal agencies investigating the drone sightings with the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the FFA, and also the DOD. They all released, they all came together concluding that there was nothing anomalous which was identified. After reviewing over 5,000 tips for drone sightings, which have been reported in more than 6 states since mid-November. And then we're going to get into, like, the timeline of who saw what and where and why and who, what, where, when, why. But there's been over 5,000 tips just in the New Jersey area that have been reported.
That's crazy.
And all across, we know San Diego, Temecula.
Oregon. Washington? Or did they get up that far?
Possibly
Florida.
Washington.
I know Florida was a big one, too.
They were also coming out of the ocean. There was a law enforcement officer who saw 50 drones come out of the ocean. And so that was very odd. I guess that would be a USO.
Yeah.
Right? That would be a USO. So it started, from what I found, it started on November 18th, 2024,
mm-hmm.
where witnesses' accounts began to spot several large drones in New Jersey measuring around 6 feet in diameter at night, usually between dusk and 11 p.m., according to the Asbury Park Press.
You know why? Network. You know why? Because you can't see them during the day. They could probably be up there all the time. You don't see the lights. And then dusk to 11 p.m., people are going to bed. Mm-hmm. That's, like, the time that people are, like, out and about mm-hmm. at night.
And then one of our listeners here said they also saw them in Indiana.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm looking at that. I'm trying to respond, and I just sucked. So.
The Morris County Prosecutor's Office in New Jersey says a patrolman from law enforcement spotted drones. This prosecutor's office stated several agencies, including federal and state law enforcement partners, would coordinate, monitor, and investigate any drone activity. On November 22nd, the FAA issued their first two temporary flight restrictions prohibiting drones over the Trump National Forest over the Trump National Golf Club Bedminster in New Jersey through December 6th.
So we're
just going down the timeline. So, yeah, the FAA, they did the first of two
Okay, go on. So they didn't even... Okay, go. Just keep going. Sorry.
So on November 25th, the FAA issued a temporary flight restriction over the
Picatinny Arsenal Military Base in Morris County, New Jersey, effective through December 26th. So that's a whole month. So they're like, nobody can go over here. We need to figure out what the fuck is going on first. So they don't know what's going on?
Yeah, they don't know. So then on November, this is just them taking precautions. Then on November 26th, a medevac helicopter was prevented from picking up an injured car crash victim at the
Raritan
Valley Community College.
No, in Branchburg, New Jersey.
Because drones were spotted in the area.
Oh, shit. That's not good.
The landing site had to be relocated away from the campus, which is commonly used for landing site helicopters from the New Jersey State Police Emergency Medical Services Response Program called North Star, which is what they use for the emergency transportation. So it's now affecting, you know, car. You get into a car crash, they cannot get help to you.
That's crazy.
On December 1st, the Morris County resident named Jolene Ferranitos stated that she saw five drones at night in her neighborhood near the Bhutan Reserve in, these words, I don't know how to say this,
Parsippany.
I'm so glad I don't live on the East Coast. I cannot pronounce these. Parsippany, near, which she saw the next night, she saw four hovering and moving around in different locations, and that she reported to the Morristown Daily Record Network. On December 3rd, the Morris County Prosecutor's Office in New Jersey says the drone sightings pose no threat to public safety.
Good. Except I don't believe it.
That same day, the FBI issued statements revealing drones had been reportedly seen flying over several areas along the 70-mile Raritan River in New Jersey. The agency did not specify exactly where the sightings were along the river, but then people were seeing them along the river. Yeah. I wonder if they were coming out of the river. Because they were coming out of the ocean. Maybe they're coming out of the river.
Yeah, if it dumps out there, that would, why not?
I don't know, because they don't know, so we don't know.
Yeah.
Then on December 4th, the FAA issued the second temporary flight restrictions, prohibiting drone flights, extending the restriction through December 20th. The FAA move came at the request of federal security partners. Also on December 4th, a New Jersey police chief described the drones the size of a car. So this is where we get to that.
And the chief of police is saying this.
Yeah. So the chief of police says the size of a car and bigger than the standard drones available for amateur flyers.
Yeah. I only see the drones that are like maybe at most like 4 feet by 4 feet. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's like huge. The stuff that I see like at races, stuff like that, they're like little. They're like the size of a laptop.
Yeah.
They're not big, and they're just for recording, like, to get the cool, like, recordings, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of, like, the burnouts
Yeah. And real estate agents use them now, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're little. They're not. Why would you need something so large? What are they trying to do?
I don't know. The police of, the police chief was an eyewitness, and he did state that the sightings have been occurring nightly for the past 2 weeks, beginning just after sunset and lasting well into the early morning hours. His name is Joseph Orlando. He is the chief police for Florham Park, New Jersey.
Yeah.
On December 10th, Senator Cory Booker He's a Democrat in New Jersey, posted a letter urging several agencies to investigate the drone sightings, including the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, and the Federal Aviation Administration. On December 11th, a New Jersey closed-door briefing, they got skiffy.
Mm-hmm.
They're in a skiff. They had a skiff briefing about the drones, which was held at the state police headquarters, where lawmakers were told that the investigators have been unable to electronically detect the drones despite the frequent sightings.
That's so crazy. So like, it's not even on radar or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say sonar, but I guess sonar is underwater.
Well,
but
also they use the radar, and then they also have, I don't know if radar is heat seeking, but also it wasn't coming up with the heat, you know, like the Predator where they can see the heat. Remember the movie Predator?
I haven't seen that movie.
I know.
Oh, my God. I felt the aliens,
too. I don't want to talk about it. Just go on. I'm in Christmas movies right now. Eventually, I'll see it.
So anyway, they couldn't detect them. New Jersey's Assemblyman Paul Cantrina says federal officials sent over an electro-optical infrared camera designed specifically to detect drones within a 1 or 2 mile radius and also in the dark. The Asbury Park press reported, and they were unable to see anything. But
that's so crazy.
You could see it with your eye, but you couldn't see it.
So they're going under radar. But normal drones like that we have, not that I have, but you know, normal that people, that civilians people have, they would be on radar, right?
Not just radar, but these other,
all the other stuff. They would show up. Mm-hmm. So it's just these weird, and they're calling it drones. But are they?
Well, we don't know.
Why are they calling it drones? Why are they not UFOs? Why unidentified flying objects or UPAs? Unidentified
aerial phenomena.
They're UAPs, yeah. Like, I don't get it. Why would they call it drone if it's not a fucking drone?
We're just going with the terminology that people are hearing, and that's what we're going with, but okay. It could be anything. On the same day, which was December 11th, the Pentagon deputy press secretary, Sabrina, how do you say her last name?
Singh? Yeah, just Singh.
Okay. So on December 11th, the Pentagon deputy press secretary, Sabrina Singh, says state and local authorities have the right to take action against the drones if they feel they pose a threat to military installations. The Pentagon also debunked claims that the mysterious drones flying overhead in New Jersey were an Iran mothership. So there was a theory going around that it was Iran sending drones from a ship.
When did the people take over? Wasn't it Iran that the people just took over? I'm not good with...
No, it was not Iran.
Okay, I'm not good with overseas foreign affairs at all. I get them all mixed up.
Totally separate. Okay. New Jersey Rep. Jeff Van Drew said the drones are large and sophisticated and alleges the presence of an Iran mothership possibility.
That's crazy.
Though he did not provide any evidence to support his claims. That's where that came from, was New Jersey's representative Jeff Van Drew. The Pentagon Deputy Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says Van Drew's claims have no evidence behind them, and there is no evidence that these activities are coming from a foreign entity or any work of any adversary. She even went on to be quoted saying, "There is not any truth to that. There is no Iran ship off the coast."
Oh, sorry, I moved my foot.
We can't move feet.
No. Oopsie. Okay.
It wasn't Afghan. It was different.
Okay. So, go on. For those on the recording only and can't see us, I moved my foot and the entire video just like shifted over. So,
that happens.
We're all
sometimes.
Good. We're all good now, though. And if you are on recording, don't forget to go to Facebook and like us, share us, subscribe, go to YouTube.
Okay, go on.
So she was again quoted saying, there is no Iran ship off the coast of the United States, and there is no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States. So then on December 12th, former Maryland governor Larry Hogan sees dozens of large drones.
Sorry, so he's a former governor, so he's actually reliable. Like, that's a good source.
These are all reliable, good sources.
Well, I know they all are, but, like, oh, sorry, go on. She's like, you're, like, yelling at me, like, they're all fucking reliable.
We have 22 pages to get through, people.
Go on.
On December 12th.
Dun, dun, dun.
Former Maryland governor Larry Hogan sees dozens of large drones above his home at night in Davidsonville, Maryland. He wrote on X the next morning. In his post, he announced that he is joining a list of lawmakers demanding answers on the origins of these drones. Representative Chris Smith, Republican of New Jersey, calls the Biden administration dismissive above the reported sightings, arguing it has failed its obligation to the American people to figure out and tell us what is going on immediately. Democrat U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey, Andy Kim of New Jersey, Christian Gillibrand of New Jersey, and Chuck Schumer of New Jersey posted a joint letter to the Department of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the Federal Aviation Administration on Wednesday, requesting a briefing on how the agencies will identify and address the source of these drones. So this is all on December 12th.
That was a lot.
No, there's happened. More yeah. that happened. This oh whole page is on yeah. December 12th. They wrote, in quotes, "We write with urgent concern regarding the unmanned aerial systems, activity that has affected communities across New York and New Jersey in recent days. A letter from New York Senators Chuck Schumer, Christian Gillibrand, and New Jersey Senators Cory Booker and Andy Kim states, the letter asks for lawmakers to be brief as soon as possible on how your agencies are working with the federal and local enforcement to identify and address the source of these drones. White House and National Security spokesman John Kirby tells reporters they are actively investigating and have been able to corroborate some of the reported sightings. Kirby says many of the reported drone sightings appear to be lawfully operated manned aircraft. He goes on to say, we have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or public safety threat or have a foreign nexus. Kirby says, the Department of Homeland Security and FBI are investigating these sightings, and they're working closely with state and local law enforcement to provide resources using numerous detection methods to better understand their origin. He also says there have been no reported or confirmed drone sightings in restricted airspaces.
Hold on. Oh, sorry.
No, it's okay. It just keeps moving.
I know, just ever so slowly. Go ahead.
That said, we certainly take a seriously... Take the... Oh, my gosh. That said, we certainly...
Take seriously...
the threat that can be posed by, it's because every time like something happens, I get distracted and I forget where I'm like reading from. I'm legit reading it because it's 22 pages and I can't remember everything. So it says,
That said, we certainly take seriously the threat that can be posed by unmanned aircraft systems, which is why law enforcement and other agencies continue to support New Jersey and investigate the reports, even though they have uncovered no malicious activity or intent at this particular stage, Kirby says. Thank you. It's not in your own words. It's a quote from Kirby.
It's a quote. Yeah. These are all quotes. Everything that happens on these dates, it's the quotes. It's not me writing it. I mean, I'm writing it. I'm reporting on it, but it's
that's why you're having trouble because it's not the way that you talk. So you're trying to be, like, quoting
exactly what they say, and it's not how you talk, so you're having trouble with that.
Yeah, and I get distracted easily.
Stop looking at the camera. I'm handling the camera. Go.
So on December 3rd, well, I'm trying to engage with the people that are watching. I'm engaging. So I don't want to just be like very engaging. Down. Okay. Welcome to Conspiracy Vlog. And our light broke. We don't have a light anymore. It's so sad. So sad, people. Okay, on December 13th, New York Governor Kathy
Kathy Hochul says on X that that New Yorkers reported similar sightings as the ones in New Jersey, and says the state is investigating alongside the FBI and DHS. She assures the sightings do not pose any imminent threat to public safety or national security.
Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy pens a letter urging President Joe Biden to send more resources to the state to fully understand what is behind this activity. Multiple instances of drones are reported entering the airspace at Naval Weapons Station Earl in New Jersey. While no direct threats to the installations have been identified, we can confirm multiple instances of unidentified drones entering the airspace above Naval Weapons Station Earl, Bill Addison, public affairs officer for the Naval Station, says in a statement that was his statement to ABC News. The base remains prepared to respond to any potential risks, leveraging robust security measures and advanced detection capabilities. New York Governor Kathy Hochul, is that how you say her name?
Sure.
Okay.
I think it sounds great.
Okay. Calls for federal assistance after a drone sighting at Stewart International Airport, located 60 miles north of New York City's, and then they had to actually temporarily shut down the airport. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey says there was no impacts to flight operations during the closure. Well, people couldn't fly, so that's an impact.
A problem, yeah.
Because that was a quote. They quoted, there was no impact. I just thought that was funny.
Yeah, except for all the people that couldn't get to their destination. What the fuck? And all the people that are supposed to be working that day, and like...
I guess they meant like there wasn't, like, no crafts were, like, tampered with. Like, no airplanes were tampered with. I don't know.
I guess, dude. I don't know. Go on.
Hochul says, in quotes, "This has gone too far." And calls on Congress, this is the part we need to remember, okay? Calls on Congress to pass the Counter USA Authority Security Safety and Reauthorization Act, which would strengthen the FFA's oversight of drones and give more authority to the state and local law enforcement agencies to investigate the activity.
I agree. I think that they should be able to investigate it on a state or city level or whatever, and fuck the feds. The feds obviously don't give a fuck or know and are hiding it, so let's go figure it out ourselves.
She went on to say that it would be extending these powers to the New York State and our peers is essential. Until those powers are granted to state and local officials, the Biden administration must step in the right direction. I want to say in the right direction, but that's not what she said. And this is a quote. Until those powers are granted to state and local officials, the Biden administration must step in by directing additional federal law enforcement to New York and the surrounding region to ensure the safety of our critical infrastructure and our people.
I agree.
Connecticut State Senator Tony
Wang.
Wang released a statement on December 13th.
You said Wang.
Is that what you said? Wang?
Wang, yeah. No, that's right. I said it too. It just sounds funny. Tony Wang. That's a shitty name.
Okay. Tony Wang, he's a Connecticut state senator. He released a statement on December 13th stating there were sightings of possible unauthorized drones in Fairfield, Connecticut.
So Connecticut, New Jersey, New York, Florida, California, Oregon. That's six. But wasn't there some Indiana now that somebody said that they saw just on here?
Didn't they say Illinois or something?
I thought it was Indiana.
I don't know. Okay. Something with an I. He went on to say that they must be proactive and not reactive in getting answers, even if it means shooting down drones.
Wow.
So he's like, yeah. Shoot them down.
I posted a meme on our Facebook that was like, okay, let's do this shit. Like, why aren't we doing it ourselves? Like, get it done with, you know?
Shoot them down.
Yeah, shoot them down.
Then also,
but apparently it's a federal offense to shoot them down.
It is a federal offense
to shoot them down. Which is why they're saying loosen the federal offense part of it and let's figure out what it is, because obviously they're not doing shit about it unless it's fucking Project Blue. Sorry, you're probably going to get in all that. Go on.
We're not on the conspiracies right now. We're just doing the timeline. We're on December 13th. Don't worry. We only have to get to today's date.
Go.
We're almost there.
We're 12 days away.
So December 13th. New York residents report a drone crash. They reported that one crashed. So what happened was Democrat New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy wrote a letter. Well, we're going to get there. But he wrote a letter to the Biden administration asking for more resources on behalf of the state, saying the existing laws limited taking action against the unmanned aircraft systems
which
to
is
the federal
crazy.
Government.
Crazy. If something fell out of the fucking sky, they're not allowed to, like, hang out with it and figure out and dissect it and figure out what the fuck it is?
No. So police reported that no drones were found in the area after receiving numerous reports that a drone had crashed into a field and struck a power line near Route 260 in Hillsborough, Somerset County. Multiple residents.
So a drone fell out of the sky. Let me just picture this for a second. A drone fell out of the sky, did all this damage, and the police are like, nope, no drone.
Well, reportedly, there was multiple residents who saw a drone crash into the field and it struck a power line near Route 206. But one day later, when they went out to investigate... emergency responders could not find any evidence of anything happening. One day later, they did not immediately go out.
So do you think that the people in Hillsborough, Somerset County are just all together being like, hey, look, to put their city on the map or some shit, like a Roswell thing?
Well, there would have been, if the power line was struck, there could have been potential damage or power outages.
Power outages, all
or,
sorts of stuff.
I mean, I guess a bird could have hit a power line or I don't know what could have happened. Okay. But they're saying it was a drone.
Whatever.
Or they're covering it up and there was something that happened, but they're saying
that was Friday the 13th. That's the worst day ever.
It was Friday the 13th. So, also, I
fucking hate that day.
Yeah. Additionally, what happened on Friday the 13th and December 14th, which was Saturday, the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, a base just miles from Dayton, Ohio, that housed...
There's another state. That's eight. Go on. That houses technology.
The Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, a base just miles from Dayton, Ohio, that houses technology and research facilities, closed its air operations for nearly 4 hours from Friday night until Saturday morning because of small unmanned aerial systems through the facility, which was not impacted, but they had to shut down the facility for 4 hours.
I'm
going to
say that was impactful.
Yeah. So Prettyman told multiple local outlets, was the speaker for the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, that it shut down, but it wasn't really impacted, but they did see some shit in the skies. So, again, they're flying
There's
over
something
our military
that is
installations.
Yes.
On December 14th, a drone dropped a mysterious glowing object over Staten Island neighborhoods. So a drone dropped something down into the neighborhood. And the New York City or the NYPD took the matter seriously enough to do 4 aerial flybys over the area, according to a retired NYPD detective who reported the strange scene. Wow. So these are police officers, detectives, governors, senators. This is we haven't even really got into too much civilian witnesses, except for the drone.
Yeah.
Couple things.
These are like people in like authority figures that aren't supposed to lie.
The alarming sight unfolded around 6:15 a.m. on December 14th when John Sakoto was on his porch. So he was having a morning cigarette and he told the Post, "I saw it was an object with a small white light." Said Scotto, 59, who was sitting in his Roseville porch when a 7-foot-long, 2-foot-wide rectangular drone popped up over the treetops of the thick woods just across the street and dropped something down into the area.
That's crazy.
The NYC Mayor Eric Adams addressed the drone's concerns, saying, "We are aware of concerns from New Yorkers regarding drone sightings and want to assure the public that we are actively investigating the matter in close collaboration with federal, state, and local partners in New York and New Jersey." Officials from several agencies emphasize that the federal government's investigation into the drone sightings is ongoing. During the call with reporters, FBI officials said of nearly 5,000 tips the agency has received, less than 100 have generated credible leads for further investigation. So that's according to the FBI. That's
crazy, yeah.
A DHS official says they're confident that many of the reported drone sightings are in fact manned aircraft being misidentified as drones.
I could believe that for a couple of them.
Yeah, but then you think like, where are they coming from? Because the FFA is supposed to know what's in the air.
FAA.
Yeah, what'd I say?
FFA.
Oh, FFA.
FFA is the one that's always trying to get Eminem taken down.
Oh, that's the radio one, right?
Yeah, something like that.
So the FBI officials also talked about how investigators overlaid the locations of reported drone sightings and found that the density of reported sightings matched the approach pattern of the New York's busy airports, including Newark Liberty International, John F. Kennedy International Airport, and LaGuardia Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Trump, President-elect Donald Trump, posted on Truth Social calling for authorities to shoot down the mysterious drones seen over New Jersey and Staten Island, quoting Trump, stating,
"You want me to read it?"
Trump was quoted, "Mystery drone sightings all over the country. Can this really be happening without our government's knowledge? I don't think so.
I don't either.
Let the public know and now. Otherwise, shoot them down."
Yeah. And I agree with that. Like, if it's truly, like, the White House and the government doesn't know what's happening, why are we allowing this to occur, anything to fly over us?
Yeah, I have no idea. I think if Trump was in office, things might be going a little bit differently.
Honestly. I think so, too. I think it would have already been shot down.
I mean, yeah. So, on December 15th, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced that the federal government is deploying a drone detective system to state the aid in investigations into recent drone sightings. Quoted saying, "In response to my calls for additional resources, our federal partners are deploying a state-of-the-art drone detection system to New York State." This system will support state and federal law enforcement in their investigations. We are grateful to the Biden administration for their support, but ultimately we need further assistance from Congress. Homeland Security Secretary
Alejandro Mayorkas.
Stated that the federal government is effectively addressing...
You've been reading for too long. Let me start. Homeland Security Secretary... This is on December 15th. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas stated that the federal government is actively addressing the drones in New Jersey. I want to assure the American people that we... It's a quote. I want to assure
They're all quotes and it sucks. I wrote it the way I talk, it would not be like that. Yeah.
I want to assure the American public that we in the federal government have deployed additional resources, personnel, and technology to assist the New Jersey State Police in addressing the drone sightings. He continues, some of these drone sightings are in fact drones. Some are manned aircraft that are commonly mistaken for drones. Mayorkas adds, but there's no question that drones are being sighted. December 16th. Two people said they spotted an aircraft Thursday night near Virginia Beach. That was unlike anything they've ever seen. The Wright-Patterson Air Force Base spotted small unmanned aerial systems that ranged in sizes and configurations late Monday and early Tuesday morning, although the airspace was not affected by the incursions. A statement shared by Bob Perdaman, the base's chief of public affairs, said mere days after spotted drones closed the facilities for several hours. So once again, even though they're not being affected, people are being affected by these. President-elect Donald Trump weighed in on the New Jersey drone mystery at a press conference saying, quote, the government knows what's happening. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows and our president knows, and for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense, Trump says. Trump also said he decided to, quote, cancel a trip to Bedminster, New Jersey, a region with reported drone activity that is home to one of Trump's golf clubs. December 17th, President Biden spoke publicly for the first time. So this is like a month later, and now Biden's coming out of a shell.
And we actually posted a video of him speaking, and it's really funny.
So he posted that on Tuesday at the White House about the reported drones, responding to a reporter with, they're checking it all out, but that it's, quote, unquote, nothing nefarious, apparently, and poses, quote, unquote, so far no sense of danger, adding that there are a lot of drones authorized up there. And he thinks one started it and everybody wanted to get in on the deal. So he is saying that one drone was all fucked up. But that's still one too many. Belleville, New Jersey, Mayor Michael Milham suggested that drone sightings might be connected to missing radioactive material during a December 17th Good Day New York interview. He says, we know we have drones flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What they might be looking for, maybe that's radioactive material, Milham said. We do need better authorities to deal with that growing ecosystem of drones in U.S. airspace. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday in an interview on NBC's Today Show, our assessment leads us to conclude that these are lawful and legal aviation activities, manned and unmanned drones, and civil aviation aircraft or commercial aircraft. We know that there is no national security threat. We know there's no public safety threat right now. Kirby also said White House officials are being as quote-unquote open and as transparent with the American people as we can be. In a separate interview Tuesday on MSNBC's Morning Joe, Kirby said President Joe Biden is calling for a bipartisan commission to examine the issue. We proposed legislation. It's gone nowhere on Capitol Hill, but there are additional authorities we need, he said. Members of the House Intelligence Committee received a closed-door briefing Tuesday afternoon on the drone sightings.
Skippy, they're getting Skippy again.
Yeah, they're in hiding, talking on the drone sightings from officials from the FBI, the CIA, and the National Intelligence Director's Office. Okay, so I have seen a lot of people say, oh, no, they're just looking for radioactive material, blah, blah, blah. Is that whole thing coming from this one quote that they're like,
they may be, what they might be looking for, maybe it's radioactive. That one quote has now ambushed all media to where everybody thinks that, oh, they're just looking for radioactive. What the fuck radioactive material? This isn't Hiro freaking Shima.
We're going to get into it in detail what that is. We're going to get into it because there is a very, there's a reason why he said that. He didn't just say that out of his ass. There's some stuff that's missing. And we'll get into it.
Oh, that's so, I'm feeling so much safer now here in America. Cool, dude. After the classified briefing, Representative Jim Himes, a Democrat from Connecticut, the top Democrat on the panel, said the drones are not being used unlawfully or by individuals with malign intent. We're assured, and we asked this question over and over and over again, they are not federal government operations to sniff radiation, gas recovery, anything else, referring to a series of conspiracy theories about what was prompting the reported drone sightings. Oh my God! They're saying that the... Okay, hold on. Let me breathe. So... when we post anything about...
it's a lot, right?
Okay, when we post anything about these drones or anything, everyone is so quick to go to comments and say, oh, they're just looking for radioactive shit. They're just da-da-da-da-da, all this shit. And they think that we're the conspiracy. But these people are saying that you guys are the conspiracy people, the ones that are saying that it's radioactive shit. That is what he just said.
Yeah, but there's government officials that have reason to believe that it could be.
But I'm just saying that he's calling the people that are saying that we're crazy conspirators, he's calling them the crazy conspirators.
I know, because there is...
plot twist!
There is a reason to believe...
what the fuck?
That it really, that's what they're looking for.
Okay, so December 18th, a Wednesday, and December 19th, a Thursday, which was last Wednesday and Thursday, which wasn't good either. The FAA announced temporary flight restrictions. Wednesday and Thursday banned drone flying for unapproved aircraft in 23 New Jersey cities until January 17th. So nobody is flying over New Jersey. And then...
it just keeps getting longer and longer and more.
And then
more.
Today, I found out that American Airlines, like they are having technical issues. So, like, they're grounded. On the busiest travel day of the fucking year, they are grounded. Nobody is going on American Airlines. So if you have an American Airlines, sorry, you're not flying today. And now nobody in New Jersey can fly until January 17th. Dude, no wonder the roads are fucking packed.
Which, if you're just listening, if you're listening to this after we've previously recorded it, today is December 25th or 4th.
It's Christmas Eve. Yeah.
So it really is the busiest day to fly.
Yeah. It's Christmas Eve. We're recording on Christmas Eve. Yes, we are. this is crazy. Okay. Anyways, December. All right. So the FAA announced all that. All right. So December 19th. This is a Thursday. Michael Melham, the mayor of Belleville, New Jersey, told Fox News the state's Office of Emergency Management urged him to, quote, immediately call the county bomb squad if there is a downed drone nearby, and that the fire department was instructed to wear hazmat suits around any fallen drone, saying it's unclear if the drones have a payload. We were told there are drones hovering over New Jersey's critical infrastructure, Melham said. We have two nuclear plants. We have the Picatinny Arsenal. We have multiple reservoirs. We have Trump bedminister. Melham claimed that a meeting of hundreds of mayors with the New Jersey State Police yielded few answers and no appearance by Murphy, and a White House briefing led to no answers, which every White House briefing that I've had, they're like, no, we have nothing. The chick with the curly hair, she just keeps, no, we have nothing. Nope, that's all I can say.
The Speaker
of the House, yeah, whoever she is. Perhaps our governor does know something, but he's not talking, Melham said. Melham's theory about the drones is that they are federal assets that are looking for something. Citing the drones' grid pattern, he posited their target may be missing radioactive material. What fucking radioactive? This is not a conspiracy theory. This is not a rumor, Melham told Forbes. The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Committee issued on their .gov website an alert for missing radioactive material in New Jersey on or about December 2nd.
Yes, so it's credible.
That this shit started on what, November?
November 18th. It's November 18th. Public. We don't know how, I mean... There's been things happening for a while.
It was shipped.
Remember, it started in 2023.
Yeah. Okay, so technically. So this radioactive material that in New Jersey that's missing, it was shipped, it arrived damaged and empty.
Now, I never said that I believed we were out there looking specifically for that, but I have in other interviews said that the fact that we're up there sniffing for something means, in my opinion, that we're aware of a specific threat and potentially they could be aware of something that came in through a port. So, this
makes sense.
This guy and the other guy, so he's like, this is not a conspiracy, because the other guy's be like, those conspiracy people. And this guy's like, no, for real, there's missing radioactive shit in fucking New Jersey because somebody stole it.
Well, because they have the ports.
Oh, my fucking God.
Because it's on the East Coast, so that's where all the ships come in, you know?
Yeah.
Shipping ports.
Melham even said that President-elect Donald Trump's decision not to spend his weekend in Bedminster, New Jersey, is scary and perhaps might be evidence of some deeper national security concerns. Fucking Christ, yes. Like, that's crazy. He says, quote unquote, more than likely President Trump knows, because I believe he receives the same exact briefings that the president does since he's president-elect. Mom said he also did say, which was cause for some concern, that he will not be in New Jersey this weekend. That really didn't make people here in New Jersey feel very comfortable. I don't know if president-elect Trump is getting the same briefings as the current president, because he is president-elect. So I don't know if he's getting the same stuff, because he did make that statement on Instagram to be like, what the fuck? Like, let's do something about it. Unless he's just doing that as like a cover type thing or whatever.
He was briefed a little bit on it. I know that he did say in an interview that he was, but he didn't want to get into it. And I don't think that he's being told everything.
I don't think so either.
I don't know.
Okay. So
then we get into...
Now you have to go through all your stuff to find the last few days. Are we just going to the conspiracy theories?
No. There's nothing. That's it.
Okay.
So we're going to get into, like, some of the conspiracy theories. So
this is just the timeline of everything that has happened. Now, what the fuck is going on, Heather? Tell us.
So some of the theories going around are the drones are the U.S. military.
Yeah.
Flat out. Which would make sense.
Because why are they shooting them down?
And just like Jenna just described, they are being used to sniff out and track nuclear fallout from a dirty bomb that went off, tracking biological weapons, tracking weapons of mass destruction, or searching for a credible threat. But what about on December 17th when in Belleville, New Jersey, Mayor Michael Melham suggested that the drone sightings might be connected to missing radioactive material? He actually also said that in a Good Day New York interview. He was quoted, "We know we have drones flying in a grid-like pattern. In my opinion, they're looking for something. What they might be looking for, maybe it's radioactive material." The U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission issued an alert earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to him stating that, they did issue a alert regarding a piece of medical equipment used for cancer scans. That was the piece that was lost in transit on December 2nd while being shipped from the Nasra Cancer Center in Newfield. Help me with these words. In
Newfield in Gloucester County in southern New Jersey.
The device is an Eckert and
Ziegler
model
HEGL-0132 was to be properly discarded.
But its shipping container arrived and its destination was damaged and empty. This specific medical equipment is used for cancer scans. The item known as a pin source contains a tiny amount of the radioactive chemical germanium-68, which is used for PET scanners to calibrate accuracy.
I feel like this is like Back to the Future shit. Right?
Right.
Yeah, like you need the petroleum and da-da-da-da. Yeah.
The radiation...
The flux capacitor.
Yeah.
We're gonna time travel.
The radiation source is deemed less than a Category 3 on the International Atomic Energy Agency scale, which means it is very unlikely to cause permanent injury to individuals or contain a very small amount of radioactive material that would not cause any permanent injury. John Ferguson, CEO of a remote aircraft system company in Kansas, who claimed in a video
which was viewed more than 3 million times on X, that the drones are trying to smell a gas leak, radioactive material, or something else.
But, like, all over the country?
Well, specific,
and in the UK?
No, specifically looking in New Jersey.
Okay.
The only reason why, this is his quote, John Ferguson, the only reason why you would ever fly an unmanned aircraft at night is if you're looking for something. The idea gained further traction when podcast King Joe Rogan stated Ferguson's clip left him very concerned about the drone situation.
Yeah.
A spokesperson at the National Nuclear Security Administration, an agency with the Federal Energy Department that works on the nuclear stockpiles, stated to ABC News, the Department of Energy National Nuclear Security Administration's Nuclear Emergency Support Team, known as NEST, does not deploy drones for nuclear radiological detection missions and is not currently conducting any aerial operations in that region. So they're, like, debunking that theory. Hold on a second. My notes are a little jumbled right now, so just bear with me. Drones are part of a military drill being conducted by Space Force. Full lockout drills are scheduled between now and Christmas Eve.
So it should be done today.
So look out for that. The operations involve the full turnover of radio and radar aircraft communication to the military for several hours at a time, and that they are setting up some kind of big show for the public very soon. This is where we drop in Project
Blue Beam. I was just going to say, big show, huh? Do we know what it's called? Huh? Wow.
So, another conspiracy is New York drone invasion just in time for Congress to reauthorize the Orwellian law.
Ooh.
The FFA Reauthorization Act of 2018 expires on December 20th.
Are you going to go into what the Orwellian law is? Orwellian?
That's just what they're calling it. It's not called the Orwellian law. They're just comparing it to George Orwell's, like,
yeah,
dystopian.
But there is some sort of law.
So the FFA Reauthorization Act is what it's actually called.
Okay.
Of 2018 expires on December 20th. The replacement being pushed is a bigger grab at taking our freedoms, which is the new HR 8610, the Counter USAS Authority Security Safety and Reauthorization Act of 2024, which will include appropriations and enhance and government powers to control you. They're even going as far to use it as a push to act against war against other countries. The facts of H.R. 8610 is that it was sponsored by Representative Mark Green. It was introduced on June 4th, 2024. The committees associated with it are the House Transportation and Infrastructure, the Judiciary, and Homeland Security. The last action was noted with the House on September 20th, 2024. It was placed on the union calendar. The calendar number is 592. And for the tracker, it was only introduced. Nothing else has happened. It was only introduced. Nothing else has happened so far. So nothing with that has happened.
Okay, so what? Okay, so
they're saying it's just, they're basically stating people.
But what is the FAA Reauthorization Act of 2018? What is that?
So what they're saying is that they are just going to try to use this HR 8610 as a money grab. So they're going to put all these drones in the sky. They're going to fake it that they don't know what it is. And oh my gosh, they want hysteria. So then they can go in and they can allocate more funds to help the people, but really it's just a money grab.
To line their fucking pockets,
yeah.
Which, okay, cool.
So
that tracks.
That's another conspiracy, mm-hmm. That it's a money grab. Another one is Adam. This is from Adam DeRito. He actually wrote this on X. That New York drone flights, it's not Iran. He said, this is his quote. It's not Iran. It's not aliens. I'm from West Milford, New Jersey. It is a test program run by Reliable Robotics for government contracting of automatic UAVs. The feds are not disclosing it to the locals, and that's why we haven't been able to shoot them down. There's no public information. Congressman Van Drew from New Jersey revealed that this is congressional testimony, and when he stated that in the FFA training facility in New Jersey, stating it needs to investigate this company, and so does the government, so the United States can become the leaders in the UAVs and defeat China and Russia. So it's almost like, remember when they said they had the race to space and get to the moon first?
Yeah.
It's like, who's gonna lead and dominate the drones and the UAVs?
Do you think? That's crazy.
And they believe that the company behind this is Reliable Robotics, and it's government contracting. Okay. This is a money grab for New Jersey by inducing the panic on low information voters. They're saying the low information voters are the ones that are going to believe it. And if these were actual threats, NORAD would have shot them down. DOTFall would.
That's what happening. I'm saying. I just need the. That's fine. Go. That's what I'm saying. That somebody should have shot this down already. Everything's fine. Go.
Oh, okay, sorry. This is a money grab for New Jersey by inciting panic on low information voters. If these were actual threats, NORAD would have shot them down. DOTFall for the fear-mongering. So it's fear-mongering. This is a coordinated effort by the lobbyists of the military industrial complex to get funding allocated to New Jersey. There's also a theory that, well, do you have something to say? Because you kind of like...
I know, I'm like, yeah.
Because NORAD is supposed to shoot this shit down. But they're not going to if they don't have, like...
Like, but that's the thing.
If they're in on it.
Like, okay. And also, that was another thing, is that if you guys have kids or whatever, don't forget to download the NORAD app so you can follow Santa through all the places he goes to. You can follow it every year.
Santa's not a drone. Don't shoot him down.
Mm-hmm. But you can follow him on the NORAD website. Have you done that?
I saw it. Yeah, I saw it.
I've been doing it since like 2005.
I never did it, but I saw it.
It's super fun. And with Google Maps now, it's like super more fun because now they have an app and you can actually like all the places, like he'll go to the Taj Mahal and he'll be like, hey, it's the Taj Mahal. And then they'll do like a little snippet and story of the Taj Mahal.
Oh, that's
yeah,
cute.
It's really fun.
I should look into it. I just never did.
I've been doing it since I was like 20. Like it's horrible. Like I was way too old to be doing it, but I still even like, as an adult, I still download it even before I had kids just to see where Santa was.
I never was interested.
So I just wrote it on my hand so I wouldn't forget. As soon as you said NORAD, I was like, oh yeah, it's Christmas Eve. Like right now, it's already, like if we download it right now, it's already gone to like China and shit. Like Santa's done. It's already past midnight there.
Oh yeah, so.
He's already delivered billions of presents.
Enjoy all your presents, kids. There's also a theory that the ether... We talked about
the fifth element.
It's a form of plasma, that it is dark matter in space, is plasma that is conscious and it flows through plasma. So the collective consciousness flows through the plasma.
And that is the ether, the fifth element?
Which is how there is a collective consciousness library. Plasma can be seen as an orb in our atmosphere. And on December 14th, 2024, in Phoenix, Arizona, there was a video taken by a civilian witness. This video shows a drone and a white orb in the night sky in the same frame. They're two separate. One is a drone, one is the orb. The orb is seen disabling the drone, and the drone falls to the ground while the orb shoots away until it can no longer be seen. Which leads me to believe to the theory that the drones could be deployed somehow to capture the orbs or the plasma. In this case, the drone failed and it was destroyed.
Okay.
But why?
Uh-huh. Because they're trying to get the fifth element.
With all the...
Trying to capture it. They've never gotten the fifth element because it's only four elements.
Yes. So with all the recent drone sightings all over the skies, there has been much speculation. A theory could be that these are man-made U.S. military crafts, which we talked about before, or perhaps even from the private sector, like that robotics company.
Yeah, or even like SpaceX would be private, anything. I mean, anything. I don't think it's SpaceX, but there's a lot of private sectors.
Could be anything. Either way, the purpose could be to somehow study and retrieve the plasma in our atmosphere. Or these orbs. Hmm. There has been video footage of drones flying around
orbs. But then orbs. What are the orbs?
The orbs are the plasma.
It's crazy.
And they're conscious. And
they're
just like,
they're always there.
They're not always there. They are there when they're there, but they're like sentient beings. Like they are alive, so to speak. Like they are, they're conscious.
In my head is getting too like, it's like when I think about space, I'm going that
Yeah, far. So we're going to talk about it. There has been footage of drones flying around orbs, and some scientists believe that plasmoids, they're also called plasmoids. So the orb, you could say orb, plasmoid, plasma, it's all the same thing. Are sentient and intelligent. Plasmoids appear to engage in complex behaviors and purposefully interact with each other. For example, they can turn, follow, collide, and merge with other plasmoids. Some plasmoids have structures that resemble neural networks. These structures are surrounded by an electromagnetic flux, quote-unquote, cables that are,
capacitor.
That are similar to those that erupt from the sun. Some scientists believe that plasmoids are a fourth domain of life. Plasmoids are plasma cylinders that are elongated in the direction of a magnetic field. They have measurable magnetic moments and translational speeds and size. They can interact with each other by reflecting off of one another.
So did we posted a video.
We did.
About the orb. Did you see the orb? Girl, we did. We posted lots of videos. But there was
this particular one. Yeah, I know exactly.
There was an orb and this lady was like talking to it and it was like reacting. Was that real? Have we debunked it? What is the status on that video?
Well, we have no way of debunking whether or not it was real. We're just putting the information out because scientists have been studying plasmoids for
And then ever. Also, plasma TVs. That's a different type of plasma? Or the plasma in our blood? Because we have plasma within us.
I cannot answer those questions. I don't know. I don't know anything about TVs.
Oh my God, you are like the White House Speaker of the House.
I don't know how they fucking make TVs.
I'm just thinking like plasma TVs.
No, go back to orbs, go back to sentient
I know,
beings.
It's just interesting that they use that word and we're using like what they've named
well,
it.
Well, plasmoid is a real thing. It's like, okay, you know those little balls and then you touch it and like the...
That's
plasmoid. That's electromagnetic field. When you touch it, it follows you. That's a plasmoid.
Weird. Okay,
that's
on.
What they're... It's
but
like,
they're saying that it's not in the Reuben H. Fleet Center, like, thing. It's like a...
It's in the sky.
It's on its own thing.
Plasmoid is real. Like, okay. It's a real thing. That's not a conspiracy. The conspiracy is the interaction with the drones and the plasmoids. The conspiracy is that the drones are trying to capture the plasmoids. Mm-hmm. Maybe the plasmoids are trying to disable the drones. What is the correlation between the two? We don't know. We can speculate, theorize. Another thing is that supposedly these plasmoids could be from another dimension, another form of life. If you go If you subscribe to the flat earth theory, it could be from worlds beyond worlds, and it's just another part of our world. It gets deeper. I didn't get into all that. This is just me talking now. I'm not reading, but it gets, like, more into it, you know? So, the federal officials say, okay, so questions. Here's some questions that people have been asking. I've been seeing this online. Is the U.S. government or military in control of the drones? Great question. Federal officials say they aren't. Military bases such as
Picatinny, all the, okay.
It's your turn.
The federal officials say that they are not behind the control of these drones. Military bases such as Picatinny Arsenal and the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base have reported that drone sightings themselves are explicitly said they were not involved. Sabrina Singh, the Pentagon spokesperson, also said the drones have no relation to the U.S. military. Representative Chris Smith, Republican from New Jersey, said Friday the drones appear to be military. So they're going back and forth trying to figure out what the fuck it is. But so one guy's be like, oh, it's you guys. And they're like, nah, not me. And so another question that people seem to have is, did the drones come from Iran, Russia, or a foreign adversary? Which is super, I have the same questions. And the federal officials have repeatedly stated that there is no evidence of any foreign-based involvement in sending drones ashore from marine vessels in the area, or evidence the drones were aligned with a foreigner actor. Some have believed otherwise, such as Jeff Van Drew, a Republican from New Jersey, who told Fox News on December 11th that Iran launched a mothership off the East Coast, which released the drones. The Pentagon quickly denied this claim, with Singh saying on December 11th that there is no Iranian ship off of the coast of the United States, and there is no so-called mothership launching drones towards the United States. Except, these are the same fucking people that let 9/11 happen, and Pearl Harbor. So I don't really trust these people. Like, they don't know what it is. They have no question over it, but they're sure that it's not a foreign adversary. Did they pay them off? Is that the deal? Like, Hunter Biden already paid them off? Are we all good with them? So they're like, oh, we're not going to, we've already given them $40 trillion, so it's cool. We're not going to bomb you. It's not us.
I think it's a money grab, honestly.
It's the only thing that makes sense. And why would they be so certain that, oh, no, it's not foreign? There has to be a reason why they're certain of that. Somebody, there's money. Yeah, exactly. So another one is, are the drones spraying chemicals? Chemtrails, of course, yes.
Not chemtrails, though.
But it'd be different.
Bio warfare.
Yes. But against their own land, because if it's not a foreign adversary, then it would have to be the U.S. government doing it to their own people.
Because there was videos, and it did appear that there was spraying things from the drones.
With that, maybe, okay, here's a really fucked up theory. The people who got the COVID vaccine, they're spraying it down to ignite something in the COVID vaccine, or the non-COVID vaccine people. I don't know. I'm going way off base. I'm being conspiracy here. Anyways, so a white... I went way off base. Anyways, a White House briefing from... we might as well get our tinfoil hats now.
We should buy some.
I think we make them. Oh, it's like Reynolds Wrap. Anyways, a White House briefing from December 14th states that there is no evidence to support large-scale unmanned aerial system activities or malicious intent. The piece of misinformation found in at least one video on X, formerly known as Twitter, shared by Taylor Greene on December 13th, likely relates to the concept of chemtrails, or a known conspiracy theory that argues government's use on planes to release a stream of chemtrails. The theory has been widely debunked. Okay, I already said this because I am manning the commenting on the Facebook Live, and I already said aliens, blame the aliens. When in doubt, always blame the aliens. So could they be a UFO or alien? A theory featured in dozens of posts on X to explain the drones is called Project Fucking Bluebeam. A 1990s born concept that claims technology will be used to deceive the public and fake an alien invasion to control the world. However, Project Bluebeam has actually been around since the 40s, but
it got a lot of traction.
It got traction in the 90s, and that's when the conspiracies came out and was like, oh my gosh, they're going to use this to do a fake alien to deceive the public and fake an alien invasion to control the world. Trump influencer and actress Roseanne Barr posted about the theory on December 14th. While federal officials have not commented directly on alien involvement, the U.S. government has never found evidence of alien life. Yeah, they did. Fucking Roswell, Area 51. What the fuck is all that? What the fuck is this crap, Heather? You wrote this shit? Ever alien life. Fucking, didn't you watch Independence Day?
Yeah, but we haven't actually heard 100% that they have aliens.
We did the
no. You haven't. They have never came out. They have never came out and said. They've only came out and said that they have reverse engineered craft that could be
have been
from another dimension or interdimensional beings. Is interdimensional beings alien or is it another
time traveler?
Time traveler. Or is it, could it be something from the future?
So this is why I like our podcast.
It's not necessarily an alien.
Even though it pisses us off, we're unlocking the truth.
I want it to be an alien.
Yeah.
But they have never actually said the aliens exist.
I know. And that's what frustrates me about this conspiracy podcast. Because it's not a conspiracy podcast. It's conspiracies unlocked. So we unlock the truth of all the conspiracies. And this pissing me off because I want to be aliens.
Yes.
Blame the aliens.
It's always aliens.
It's always aliens. Okay, so is this reported drone activity new? The unmanned Department of Defense official said in December 14th briefing that unexplained drone sightings are not new, and the department has had to deal with drone incursions over our bases for quite a time now. Several have happened in the past few years, including at U.S. Air Force bases in the United Kingdom. That's why they're seeing them in the U.K. right now. Yeah,
they're seeing a lot in the U.K. also.
I just don't understand, like, if it's been happening this whole time, why are we just now seeing it unless one or two people saw something and then it just gained traction and all of a sudden, which is what we had said, we had already like said once before. I don't know. Before.
Maybe it is Project Bluebeam and that's why everybody's seeing it now because they want to
control the world.
2025 is going to be Project Bluebeam, I guess. I don't know.
Are the drones actually just airplanes? Federal officials have reportedly said that most of the sightings are airplanes, although Representative Smith denied this on Saturday, calling the explanation an insult. Yeah. Using geospatial modeling and overlaying the reported sightings with airplane pathways, the unnamed Department of Homeland Security official said it's confident that many of the reported drone sightings are in fact manned aircraft being misidentified as drones. It's a common case of mistaken identity, the statement continued. The briefing said only about 100 of the 5,000 tips it received merited further investigation, meaning thousands of legal drones, airplanes, and potentially even stars have been falsely identified as drones. Even so, an unnamed FBI official said in December 14th briefing that without a doubt, drones have been flying over New Jersey, although many have been registered before saying none were anomalous. So, what do you guys think it is? I tried to do a poll on here to see, like, what you guys think. Do you think that it's, let me see, interactivity. Let me see if I can find the poll. I tried to do it, and I don't know if it went through because I can never figure out how to put the poll on here. Like, I do it, I create it, I do things, and then it just goes away. So, I don't understand why or where it goes, but I know it is somewhere in here. But, so, do you think...
It says create poll, yeah.
No, look, it's right here. Oh, my God. I don't know. Yeah, no, it never, like, saved or something. Anyways, do you guys think that it is our own military fucking with us?
You think it's a money grab?
Do you think it's aliens? Do you think it's another country fucking with us? What do you guys think it is? We want to hear all about it. I mean, who knows what it is? Is it a combination of everything? What are these plasma orbs? We just have so many questions, and I'm sure that it will all be transpired, and we'll figure it all out by January 20th, because that's another thing. Are they doing Project Bluebeam in order to fuck with us and delay and put us in a state of emergency to delay the President-elect Trump from entering office? It is very interesting that all this weird shit is happening on election year. The last time this happened, Trump was in office with the COVID and all that. So what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I mean, I have also seen online that it is also to delay the inauguration mm-hmm. of President-elect Trump. So there's that, too.
So
it could be.
Who knows what it is? But I'm sure that we'll find out, and we will totally be up to date with you guys as much as we can. So don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe. And thank you so much for bearing with us on this
This live. Is a long one, yeah.
This is a long
I'm
one.
I'm sorry, but we got to have all the up-to-date information.
And usually Jenna has been the one that has been, like, speaking a lot, and I feel kind of tongue-tied because I haven't really done an episode, presenting the episode in a while, so I'm a little tongue-tied.
Also, email us at conspiraciesunlocked@gmail.com and comment what you think it is and if you've seen anything.
Yes, please tell us if you've seen
and
anything.
And if you video anything, send it to us. We want to be the first to freaking capitalize on that shit. I'm just kidding, but really, send it to us. Send us any sightings or anything that you see. And thank you guys so much for listening.
Happy New Year, Merry Christmas,
happy Hanukkah. Well, at least we got that one right. Okay, thank you guys so much for joining us, and we will see you in a couple weeks. Bye. I'm sorry, I forgot you. 1, 2, 3. Bye.
Oh, my goodness.